Nothing will get you going like a little air guitar session from Jimi Hendrix. Oh, that's great stuff. Bullseye on the afternoon on a Monday, opening day in Major League Baseball. It's also National Championship Monday in NCAA College Basketball. And our next guest is going to tell us all about that game. And speaking of air guitars, I also happen to know that our next guest won over a female at a seventh grade dance by air guitaring an AC/DC song. He's our good buddy, Dan Helm. How are you?
Your memory serves you well.
Well,
doing great. How are you?
I had to throw that in there. I mean, when it comes to playing the air guitar, I'm not quite sure that anybody else really kind of rivals you. You're kind of like the Ace Frehley of air guitarists, so I had to put that out there.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I learned well from my brother. My brother used to use the tennis racket a lot. We only had ones.
See?
Go, you know, and use the air. I'm straight air. He got to use the tennis racket, and I had to go just straight with what I could make. You know, slap the bass a little bit.
Slap the bass. Hey, we talked to Lou Ferrigno about that a couple weeks ago. That was, oh, it was great stuff. Well, hey, big matchup tonight, obviously. Gonzaga taking on North Carolina. Should be a lot of fun to watch. Boy, I wish it wouldn't tip so late. I think 9:20 is when they're scheduled to tip that bad boy off. But let's get into the nuts and bolts of this game. Boy, we're used to seeing the Zags score tons and tons of points. Ironically, in this year's tournament run, they've been able to get it done defensively. What's made them so successful on defense in this tournament run of theirs?
I think really just from their point guard all the way to their eighth, ninth guy that plays, there's not really a drop-off. You know, so when they have guys that get into foul trouble, defensively, they still are right there. And, you know, they lose a little bit in terms of guys that can score, but and even from a size, they replace guys. They've got a guy that's 7'1", 320 pounds, but they bring an NBA guy off the bench who's a freshman, Collins, who almost had a triple-double the other night, you know, with blocks. So, you know, they reload when somebody's in foul trouble. You don't lose much when you get to that 6th, 7th, 8th guy.
We'll dive into some of the keys to the game in just a few minutes here, but I want to talk about a battle of two very intriguing bigs who could really be a key matchup in this game tonight. It's Kennedy Meeks of UNC, and then, of course, Karnowski of Gonzaga, who you referenced a little bit earlier. Who do you think has the edge in this matchup down low, and why?
Well, if we're going beards, I'd have to go with Karnowski. But, right now they are both playing at a high level. Kennedy Meeks has really been kind of the glue for Carolina. And, what I mean by that, the other night on Saturday night, they did not shoot the ball well at all, and he just dominated the glass. But it is going to be intriguing, like you said, because they haven't gone up against a guy that has the size of Karnowski. So what's going to really determine this is how are the refs going to ref this game? You know, are they going to let it be physical? If that's the case, that's really going to play into Gonzaga's favor, because Carolina has not had to match up against these bigs in the past. And they've got a couple tall, athletic guys, and Meeks has some bulk to him. But after Meeks, their big guys are a lot thinner. So I really think unless Carolina comes out hitting shots, I think the advantage is in Gonzaga's favor.
Dan, I think if you give most people four choices for who's going to win the national championship, UNC certainly falls into it. Gonzaga, you might get a few crazies who'd pick the team out of Spokane, but obviously they're the underdog in this one just because they haven't been here before. Is this good for college basketball, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. And for a team that's 37-1 to be considered kind of underrated, yeah, is pretty impressive, but Gonzaga has been waiting 15, 17 years or so to kind of get over that hump to actually make it to the Final Four. This is just their first Final Four after all these years, you know, of having such great teams. So for them to kind of get to that point, and for the Xaviers, the Butlers, the VCUs, Daytons of the world, it kind of shows that if they can win the title, that anybody really can, you know, outside the Power Five, win this thing. And, then you've got the ultimate blue blood in North Carolina. I mean, they title game last year. This is Roy Williams. It would be his third title if he won. I think he's been back in Carolina somewhere 12, 13 years now. So that's really impressive. He may pass Dean Smith for most titles at North Carolina, and that's something that a lot of people didn't know if would ever happen. So So I think it's great for the game. You know, you learn about a team from way out west. We don't see them play much. They've only lost one game. It is funny, though, we talk about all these upsets and everything the first couple weeks, and here we are. We've got two number one seeds who have been in the top five all year battling for the title.
That's a good point. And then, Dan, I wanted to ask you, too, about the time. I know UNC's been out in Arizona here for the Final Four and everything, so they probably adjusted probably into more of a routine out in Arizona. But does the tip time, does that favor the team from out west at all? You've been there. You've seen that, right?
Yeah, you have to think so. So you're looking at a 6:20 tip time out west, so it's 9:20 Eastern time. You know, at this point, you know, Carolina played pretty late on Saturday night. And don't discount the fact that Gonzaga, I know it's going to sound silly, but Gonzaga had about a three and a half hour more rest than North Carolina. And really the day between the games, you're looking at, you know, you need to stay off and stay off your legs. It's a lot of mental prep work. You know, we talk a lot about this with the NBA guys and, you know, resting on the back-to-backs and all the stuff with LeBron sitting. This is the same thing. Although they're, you know, 20, 21 years old, those guys have to recover as much as possible because especially shooting in a strange building like a football stadium that you're not used to, you know, so you need everything that every little factor helps. And I think being that West Coast team really plays in their favor. It's going to be their dinner time, you know, not 9:30. So when you're talking when the game is at 11:30 midnight, those Carolina guys are normally probably going to bed at that time, where those Gonzaga guys are probably like just finishing practice, getting dinner, go, you know. So that really plays into this.
We're breaking down tonight's national championship game between North Carolina and Gonzaga with Dan Helm here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, Dan, UNC returns a good chunk of guys from a team that lost this game a year ago at the buzzer. It was a big-time gut punch. But how much do you think that experience will help those guys in this game tonight, having already been on the big stage before?
I think it helped them get to this point. I think it served in a lot of motivation. You have a couple NBA guys that didn't leave so they could come back for this purpose. And, you know, they talk about it for the redemption. But I think once that ball is tipped, you know, Gonzaga has you know, fought that demon of can they get over the hump? Can they get to the big game? Now I think what it is how do you deal with those nerves in the first few minutes? I'd look for, you know, after the first 4 or 8 minutes, the couple timeouts, it's going to be a low-scoring game. Going to be like 6-4, 5-3, something like that as everybody finds their footing. And, you know, you kind of look for that X factor, who's going to pull away. And it's usually somebody that we could talk here for a half hour and we may not mention that person's name. You look at Grayson Allen, wasn't even playing but 5 or 6 minutes a game for Duke 2 years ago, and he comes off and scores 21 points in the national championship game. And it always seems to be a guy like that. So kind of who finds their footing first and who can kind of step on it, and you just can't create too big of a hole to kind of come back for. But it's hard to shoot in those buildings, and I look for a lower scoring game.
All right, well, you kind of hit on my next question a little bit there, but I'm going to ask you to go a little bit deeper on this anyways. If you're to pick out one big key for each team, what would those keys be?
For Gonzaga, it's going to be rebounding on defense. I think if anybody watched the game Saturday night, I mean, it all came down to you look, North Carolina got 2 offensive rebounds with 6 seconds left from missed free throws on their own end. I mean, that is something that cannot happen, and that's a whole other conversation. But Kennedy Meeks kept them in the game when the guards were shooting poorly. If they can keep guys like Meeks and Isaiah Hicks off the boards and limit North Carolina to one shot on a majority of their possessions, Gonzaga is really going to be in a great position. And I think kind of flipping the script, North Carolina has to attack. They cannot settle for jump shots. They have to get into the lane. They are very, very athletic. They cannot, if they start settling for threes, and then obviously the biggest X factor, I think, for North Carolina is the health of Joel Berry's ankle. You know, he didn't practice yesterday. He hasn't practiced all last week. He looked okay. Hit his first shot the other night and then missed the next 10 shots he took and missed 2 free throws at the end of the game. And he's kind of the head of the snake for them. So if he struggles at all or if he tweaks that ankle early, really look for the game to play into Gonzaga's favor.
Should be a lot of fun tonight. Again, they are supposed to tip it at 9:20. All right, partner, we have to ask this because we won't get a chance to ask you this again. Chips are in the center of the table. and the experts are coming to you saying, Dan Helm, who do you have tonight and why? What's your answer going to be?
I think I'm going to go Gonzaga. Vegas has got it at about a 2-point North Carolina, so it's basically a toss-up. I'm going Gonzaga. It's going to be a pretty neutral environment, so that shouldn't have an impact. I really think they're playing pretty carefree. North Carolina has that kind of that monkey on their back. They're supposed to be there. They're supposed to win. I think Gonzaga's playing with house money, and I like them to get it done in a close game, not very pretty. Gonzaga by just a couple points.
All right, partner. Well, we appreciate it as always. This is like another holiday for you. I know today's huge for you because of that game tonight, being the big college basketball fan you are, big baseball fan as well. And while we're at it, congratulations to your Cardinals on that opening night victory last night, too.
He's talking about today's opening day. I guess we just forgot about it yesterday. I don't trust this, but it's a fun way to start. You know, the Tribe have a good one tonight, and it's going to be a great season.
Should be a lot of fun, my friend. Well, thanks for the time, as always, and we look forward to getting you back on here again soon once we see what's going on with the rest of the college basketball landscape. That's our buddy Dan Helm breaking things down on tonight's national championship game between Gonzaga and North Carolina. We need to step aside and get a quick break in. Matt and I return after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon.